提撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们昨天看到第二篇讲章，牧养的目标。
Yesterday we moved to the Roman numeral number 2 of chapter 2, the goals of shepherding.
这个目标根据第十二节说，要让信徒懂得行事怎么样对得起神。
And in verse 12, we see that this goal is so that all the believers know how to walk worthy of God.
今天早上我们看第十九节，就是第二段。牧养的目标就是要让信徒在主面前站得住。
And today we're going to look at verse 19, which is the second goal of pastoring, which is that they may, the believers may be able to stand before the Lord.
二章十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站得住吗？主耶稣要再临。
Lord Jesus is coming again.
如果信仰有好的根基，好的表现。
If we are shepherding the flock,And they have a good foundation and good conduct.
主耶稣再临时候会被提升天。
Then when Lord Jesus comes again, they will be lifted up.
审判时候他能够站得住。
And they will be able to withstand judgment.
如果信仰根基不好。
But if they have a bad foundation for their faith.
没有遵行神的话。
And they do not keep the words of God.
这样审判时候就站不住。
Then they are not able to stand during judgment.
我们每个人有信主的终极目的。
For all of us, when we believe in the Lord, we have our ultimate goal.
个人信仰动机不一定一样。
Even though the reasons for us believing may be different.
但我们有个共同目的，就我们终极的目的。
But we have a common goal, our ultimate destination.
就是到神面前。
And that is to go before God.
这也是传道者牧养的一个目标。
This is also a goal for pastors to pastor the believers.
每个信徒都到到神面前。
So that every believer can go before God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前啊。保罗说，传道人在传扬神的话。
Paul says, when a minister is preaching the words of God,
就是要把每个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
They want to completely present a person perfect in Christ Jesus.
那传道人为了要能够把每个人带到神面前。
In order to present every man before Lord Jesus,
他需要清楚神的话。
They need to know the words of God very well.
才有办法把正确的信息传给信徒。
Only then can they convey the correct message to the believers.
才能够把这些主所托付他的羊一株一株带到神面前。
Only then can they be able to bring all the sheep that God has entrusted them all in front of the Lord.
大卫虽然做了王。
Even though David became king.
有很尊贵的身份。
And he had a very noble status.
地位是全国最高的。
And he had the highest position in all the kingdom.
王宫的生活也是很讲究。
And he had a very good life in the palace.
一般人羡慕而得不到的。
This is a life that most people desire but cannot have.
但是大卫不以这个为满足。
But he is not satisfied by this.
他所满足的就是有一天能够复活到神那边。
What satisfies him is that one day he will resurrect and go to God.
他才真正心满意足。
That is when he will be truly satisfied.
看诗篇十几篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 17.
十五节。
Verse 15.
诗篇十七篇十五节。
Psalm 17, verse 15.
注意我，我必不在，我必在异人中见你的面。我醒来的时候得见你的形象，就心满意足了。这是大卫写的诗篇。
So this is a psalm written by David.
他说他必在异中见神的面。
He says, as for me, I will see your face in righteousness.
神的国是义人的国。
The kingdom of God is a kingdom of righteous people. Only people who have been justified by God can go into this kingdom.
大卫书一人,
David is a righteous person. From all the Psalms of King David, we see that he is a very godly and devout person. Even though he has committed wrong, but he repented very thoroughly. Even wrote the details of his transgression into a song so that the choir can sing about it. He repented very humbly. So his sins were forgiven. Even though his sins were forgiven, he could not escape the punishment. So according to the prophecy of the prophets, the sword will rise in his house, and tribulation will not leave his household. So after he committed sin, his house was in chaos. There was a lot of calamity. But the more trials and calamities there were, the more humble he became and repented of his sin. Because of his repentance, his sins were forgiven. This is the loving mercy of God. Because if there is sin, there must be punishment. This is the righteous judgment of God. So we see that God was merciful and righteous to David. But what was admirable was that the more trials and punishment that David received, the more humble he became. Even though he was so noble as a king, but he was not satisfied by the status. But he says, when I awake, or that is when he is resurrected. The saints of the Old Testament and the saints of the New Testament are the same. They consider dying as falling asleep. So when Lord Jesus comes again, they will awake. So when David says, I awake, he is talking about when he rises from the dead. When he is able to see the likeness of God, he shall be satisfied. Only a person who is saved is able to see the likeness of God. A person who is not saved cannot see the likeness of God. Let's turn to John chapter 1, verse 3. I'm sorry. 1 John chapter 3.
1 John 3:2
In this passage describes how the scene in heaven is very hard for us to understand. But we know when Lord Jesus comes again and appears to us, we will be like him. We will resurrect to have a spiritual body just as he. And we have glory. During that time, we shall see him as he is. We often say that God is a spirit and we cannot see him. And we also say that the Spirit of God fills everything. But God also has his body. So that's why it says, for we shall see him as he is. The true body of God is a spiritual body. It is a glorious spiritual body. So in verse 3 it says,
凡向他有这种主望的，就要洁净自己。
So in verse 3 it says, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself.
这种主望就是说被接到天国去见到神的真体。
This hope is the hope of being received into heaven and to receive a spiritual body.
在被接到天国去见神真体之前，我们要改变自己的身体，成为灵体，跟耶稣一样。
or this hope is to be lifted into heaven to see the true body of Christ. But before we do this, our bodies need to be transformed into a spiritual body.
假如对神有这样的主望, 我们应当要洁净自己, 像耶稣洁净一样。
And if we have this hope in God, then we must purify ourselves, just as Jesus purified himself.
遵守神教训洁净自己人才可以进到天国去。
Only those who keep the commandments of God and purify themselves can go to heaven.
为了让信徒都能够达到这个目的,
and in order to help all believers to reach this goal,
传道人传道理要传得正确,
preachers must preach the correct message.
因为道理传错了,就不能引导人到神面前,
because if we preach the wrong message, then we cannot lead people to God.
马太23章15节,
Matthew chapter 23, verse 15.
马太福音 23章15节,
Matthew chapter 23, verse 15.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们走遍洋海陆地，勾引一个人入教，记住了教，却属他做第一主，比你们还加倍。耶稣责备当时的法利赛人、文士这一类的人。
Jesus was rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees during that time.
So, 他们很热心到处传道,
rebuking them for being so zealous, going everywhere to preach.
结果让那些入教的人成为第一主子。
But when they preach and win a convert, then they make them twice as much a son of hell as themselves.
因为他们传错了神的道。
Because the message they are preaching is wrong.
道理传错的结果就是不能让人到天国，反而成为第一主子。
The result of preaching the wrong message is causing people not being able to go to heaven and instead becoming a son of hell.
所以保罗说，那些传假道的应当受咒诅。
That's why Paul says those who preach a gospel other than his must be cursed.
因为他害了很多人。
Because they harm a lot of people.
看加拉太第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1,
第六节,
verse 6.
加拉太一章第六节,
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6.
我希冀你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩造你们的，去从别的福音第七节,
verse 7.
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。 第八节。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。第九节。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。使徒传福音时候，
when the apostles were preaching the gospel,
已经有人在传异端。
There were already people who were preaching heresies. And Paul tells them, this is not the gospel we preach to you. So if what you are hearing is different from what you have already received, then the person preaching this different gospel must be accursed. Because they are allowing you to receive this heresy for destruction.
所以保罗说，这种人应当要受咒诅。
That's why Paul says these type of people should be cursed.
因此传道人或是长老执事被安排讲道主前。
Therefore, for preachers or ministers, when they are assigned to give a sermon,
道理准备好了,
after they have prepared their sermon,
要多反复看几遍。
They have to reflect and read the sermon to see if the sermon is correct. Have I misinterpreted the Bible? Are my views supported fully by the Bible? If it is not fully supported by the Bible, or maybe there are Bible references, but it has been misinterpreted, then we are misleading the believers.
有一天这些信徒就没办法到神那边。
And one day these believers will not be able to reach God.
道理不但要传得正确，而且要没有遗漏，传得全备。
Not only do we need to preach the correct gospel, but we need to preach a complete gospel, not missing anything.
哥罗西书第一章,
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1,
25节,
verse 25.
哥罗西书的第一章, 25节,
Colossians chapter 1, verse 25.
我照神为你们所赐给我的职分做了教的执事，要把神的道理传得全备啊。保罗说他要把神的道理传得全备。
Paul says that he is to fulfill the word of God or spread it fully.
啊，这个全备可以翻成满足了数目，就是说没有遗漏，完完全全的传出来啊，该传都要传。
So we see when it says fulfill the word of God, he is preaching all the word of God, not lacking or missing anything.
啊，很多教会他传的道理并没有全备，因为很多重要的道理他没有传，遗漏掉了。
Many other churches do not preach the complete gospel because some of the very important teachings they have missed.
主耶稣升天之前，曾经对门徒吩咐。
Before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he told his disciples.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Whatever I have taught you, you must also teach others to keep.
我就常与你们同在。
And then I am with you always.
直到世界末了。
Even to the end of the age.
耶稣在升天之前所担心的是什么？
What did Jesus worry before he ascended to heaven?
就是教会在历史的演变过程当中会改变主的话。
What he was worried is that during the course of history, the church will change his words.
所以他吩咐门徒，凡是我所吩咐你们的。
That's why he commanded his disciples, saying, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
教训他们遵守，这个他们是以后信主的人。
And when teaching them to observe, this them refers to those who will believe in the future.
这样我就永远跟你们同在，直到世界末了。
And then he says, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
一般基督教用这个做根据。
Most Christian denominations use this as a reference.
耶稣应许要跟我们同在，直到世界末了。
To say that Lord Jesus said that he will be with us until the very end.
所以圣灵没有离开教会。
And then they say that, therefore, the Holy Spirit has never left the church.
圣灵就主耶稣的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
圣灵同在等于耶稣同在。
When the Holy Spirit abides with it, I mean, that means Jesus abides with us.
认为耶稣既然这么样应许，圣灵就不可能离开教会。
And they say, since Jesus has promised us this way, it is impossible for the Holy Spirit to have left the church.
他们读圣经常常读一半而已。
But oftentimes they only read half of the Bible.
因为耶稣说我跟你同在，主的书的末了前面怎么讲呢？
Because if we look at the passage, before Jesus says, I am with you always, what did he say?
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
这个是附带条件呢。
So this is a prerequisite.
有这个附带条件，照下面那个结果啊。
Only with this prerequisite met will there be the result at the end.
一般教会因为没有完全遵行主的教训，
and because most churches has not completed this commandment of the Lord,
没有传全备福音，
they have not preached the complete gospel,
甚至于改变福音，
sometimes they even change the gospel.
所以耶稣不跟同在，
therefore Lord Jesus was not with them.
因此圣灵离开他们，
and that is why the Holy Spirit left.
马丁路德改革运动时候，
when Martin Luther started the Reformation movement,
虽然说要回归圣经。
Even though he said he wanted to return to the Bible,
但他并没有完全回归圣经。
But he didn't completely return to the Bible.
天主教的很多错误，他还是接受、承受下来。
Many incorrect concepts of the Roman Catholic Church he still kept.
因此，在这个末期，神在中国建立真教会。
And that is why in this in the end times, God has established a true church in China.
我们早期的工人有两个跟首都信心有所接触。
Two of our early church workers had connections to the apostolic
church. 就是为保罗跟张灵生。
Apostolic faith church, and these were Paul Wei and 张灵生。
张灵生的儿子在上海教德文，教德国文。
And the son of this brother Cheng was a person who lived in Shanghai teaching German.
他们本来是长老会，这个张灵生一家是长老会的。
And the Cheng family originally was Presbyterian.
那他的儿子在上海教德文时候，
and when his son was teaching German in Shanghai,
曾经去上海的五旬节会里面一派叫首都信心会。
He went to one of the churches of the Pentecostal faith, which was also called the Apostolic Faith Church.
在那边得到圣灵。
And he received the Holy Spirit there.
那回来告诉他的父亲这个消息。
When he returned home and told his father this news.
专门先去上海求圣灵。
So this brother Cheng went to Shanghai to pray for the Holy Spirit.
没有得到,
but he did not receive it.
回到山东继续祷告, 求圣灵,
when he returned to Shandong in China, he continued praying for the Holy Spirit.
后来得到了圣灵,
and then he received the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵行读圣灵不是五旬的牧师为了按手得到,
so when this brother Cheng received the Holy Spirit, it was not through the laying of hands of this Pentecostal minister.
也不是在五旬那一段期间读圣灵,
nor did he receive the Holy Spirit when he was at this Pentecostal church. But it was not until he returned home that he received the Holy Spirit.
所以将灵生跟五旬有所接触,
so although it is true that Brother Cheng had some connections with the Pentecostal church, but there is not a direct connection. And Paul Wei also had some connections with the members of this church.
因为他生病,看医生,
because he was sick, and when he went to see a doctor, he could not be healed.
有人告诉他说,
and someone told him that if you go to this Pentecostal church, there are signs and miracles.
啊, 他是在北京做生意的, 这个魏宝罗本来在北京做生意,
and Paul Wei originally was doing business in Beijing.
他做的是 布装就是开布店，很大的布店，里面的工员工一百个。
And he was selling cloths, and he had a very large store and had around 100 employees.
那有人介绍五旬有神迹，所以他就去五旬去接受按手祷告。
And because someone introduced him to Pentecostal church, so he went to the church and accepted the minister's laying of hands.
本来为保的是伦敦会的信徒。
Originally, Paul Wei was a member of the Church of London. But when the minister of this apostolic faith church of the Pentecostal denomination laid hands on him, and the minister was a Caucasian American,
叫彼得宋。 彼得宋,就是本都新,是不是彼得宋?
Peterson.
我发音不太正确。
And his name was Peterson.
日本口音。
Sorry, I have a Japanese accent.
好了。那虽然在五旬的会那边祷告也没有得圣灵。
And even though Paul Wei was praying for the Holy Spirit at the Pentecostal church, he also did not receive the Holy Spirit. Later on, he received the Holy Spirit at home. Although it is a fact that when this minister from this Pentecostal church laid hands on him, he received healing of the sickness. Because at this Pentecostal church, there were also miracles. But he received the Holy Spirit when he was praying at home. More importantly, he received revelation. So he fasted and prayed for 39 days. During the 39 days, he received a lot of revelation. And recorded all these revelations, and these are our basic beliefs today. And of these revelations, one of the most precious is that water baptism should be face down. He didn't know what the biblical basis of this was. Because he was a businessman. And he had not undergone theological training. And he knew very little about the Bible. So he only knew that he should do this, but he didn't know why. So he did according to what Jesus told him. He was baptized face down. After he was baptized, he went to Shilin.
看异象,
and
看异象啊, 看异象,
I'm sorry. He went into the forest, and then he saw a vision.
看到主耶稣、摩西、以利亚同时显现,
and he saw Jesus, Moses, and Elijah all appear.
就好像马太书记章一样,
just like in Matthew chapter 17.
耶稣在山上改变形象,有以利亚跟摩西一同出现。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, we see that when Jesus transfigured, there was also Moses and Elijah.
他读了启示要面洗礼,所以就去找这个美国牧师彭德新啊。
So when Paul Wei received this revelation and knew that he needed to face down to receive baptism, he went to find this Pentecostal minister, Peterson.
浸在水中,
For the Pentecostal church, even though their baptism is also full immersion, but they face up rather than face down.
所以为保罗告诉他说, 你面向上下水不对, 要面向下下水才对。
So when Paul Wei went to this minister and told them that it is wrong for you to baptize being face up, you have to baptize being face down.
因为这个是耶稣告诉我,
because this is what Jesus told me.
但Peterson不接受,
but Peterson would not accept this.
他可能这么想,
he was probably thinking this.
我是牧师,
I am a minister.
我有时候神学训练,
I had undergone theological
你是生意人,
training. You are a businessman.
你懂什么圣经?
What do you know about the Bible?
而且你有病来就祷告,
moreover, you were sick, you came, and I laid hands on you, and you were healed.
你怎么反过来传闻给我呢?
How can you turn this around and start preaching to me?
因为不接受,
and so he did not accept this, and they had different
他们就分开,
faiths. And so they parted ways.
分开以后为保罗就在圣灵的带领之下把真教建立起来。
After they parted ways, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Paul Wei was able to establish the true church. One time I was discussing this matter with Elder Elisha Huang.
他说这个神主义的,
and he told me that this is the will of God. Because of this, this minister, Peterson, accepted that water baptism should be face down. And they had the same faith. Then, because they have the same faith, they would work together. If they work together, then Paul Wei would become a helper to this Peterson. And because Peterson, this minister, has received so much theological training, and Paul Wei does not know the Bible, and so very naturally, if they started working together, Paul Wei would become the assistant. And the true church would not be established. And so God allowed this minister to have a hard heart and not accept. So only then did the true church was able to be established by the Holy Spirit and continually guided by it until today. And for the years after, the church has been guided by the Holy Spirit. And we discovered so many biblical bases for our beliefs. And these bases were able to support the revelations of Paul Wei. Because if a revelation does not have a basis in the Bible, we cannot accept it. The Bible is the only standard to discern between true and false. In the past decades, we have discovered that the revelations of Paul Wei all have their biblical bases.
比如说这个面向下就低头下水这个方式。
For example, the mode of baptism where we face down.
在耶稣19章记载,
in John chapter 19, it records that when Jesus bowed his head, he gave up his breath. Even if the Bible doesn't record how Jesus bowed his head and gave up his breath, we can imagine this. Because when we are nailed on a cross, we are standing up straight.
气没有断, 头不会低下来。
And unless we die, our head would not bow down.
气断, 头自然低下来。
But when we no longer have a breath, very naturally our head will bow down.
低头断气, 不住神机, 自然现象。
So to bow our heads when we die is a natural occurrence, not a miracle.
有的人晚上没有睡好, 上过打瞌睡。
Some people who have not slept well at night would doze off during class.
还没有气断啊,
even though they have not died yet.
头都低下来了,
but their head is already bowed.
所以耶稣在十字架上竖立断气头低下很自然嘛。
So when Jesus gave up his spirit and bowed his head, this was very natural.
圣经没有记录你也可以想象出来了。
Even if the Bible does not record it, we can imagine that this was...
但圣经特别记录耶稣低头断气。
But the Bible specifically records that Jesus, bowing his head, gave up his spirit. The Bible does not record anything unnecessary.
那么多的真理要传给人,
There is so much truth to preach to people.
才66卷而已.
There is only 66 books.
篇幅有限, 不能讲废话.
There is a limited amount of space. The Bible cannot talk about something that is not important.
所以约翰特别记录耶稣低头断句, 是告诉我们, 我们要在耶稣死的形状跟他联合。
And so when the Bible specifically records that Jesus died bowing his head and he gave up his spirit, then we know that when we are baptized, we need to be buried, be united together in the likeness of his death when we are baptized. Let's turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6.
第六章第五节,
Romans chapter 6, verse 5.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合, 也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。 啊, 这里说, 我们在主的形状跟他联合, 就跟他一样。
Here it says that we have been united together in the likeness of his death. That means that we die in the same way.
耶稣低头断气, 说我们要低头下水受洗。
Jesus bowed his head and gave up his spirit. So when we are baptized, we must also bow our heads. And then it goes on to say, certainly, we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Certainly refers to something in the future. So when we are resurrected, we shall also receive the same spiritual body. And the likeness of this resurrection is recorded in Philippians.
我们看腓立比书的第三章,
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3,
21节,
verse 21.
腓立比三章二十一节,
Philippians chapter 3, verse 21.
他要按着那能叫万有归于自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。 和他自己荣耀的身体相似。这里说耶稣来说我们的身体要改变形状跟耶稣一样荣耀的身体。
Here records that when Lord Jesus comes again, our lowly bodies will be transformed, so it is the same as Lord Jesus' glorious body.
所以罗马书六章五节所说的属的形状联合就是受洗说我们跟耶稣一样低头下水同埋葬。
Romans chapter 6, verse 5, when it says, we have been united together in the likeness of his death, this is talking about when we are being baptized, we also bow our heads.
如果这样,将来也会在乎形状跟耶稣一样有荣耀的身体。
And if we do so, certainly in the future, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, and we will receive this glorious body.
那我们常常讲,受洗就是跟主一同复活啊。
And we often say, when we are baptized, we are being resurrected together with Christ.
好像受洗马上发生功效，为什么等将来呢？
And it's as if when we are baptized, the effect should be immediate. Why are we waiting until the future?
我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第二章的十二节。
Verse 12.
哥罗西二章十二节，你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活。这里说，受洗就跟主同埋葬同复活。And
here it says buried with him in baptism, and since we are baptized with him, we are buried with him, and we also resurrect with him.
1973年我第一次去新加坡。In
1973, when I first went to Singapore,
那一次杨长老带我去。
During that time, Elder John Yang brought me along.
And
we had a youth theological seminar for a month in Singapore. That was the first youth theological seminar. And it had very good results. So from then on, they decided that every year they will have a month of youth theological seminar. Today, many ministers, church council members, and also many workers in the Malaysian and Singapore church were all started out at that seminar.
神学训练毕业来当台湾当读神学院当传道的
There have also been many who have graduated from this youth theological seminar and had gone on to Taiwan to attend TTP and became pastors.
那这些参加的青年，除了新加坡以外，还有马来西亚各教会的青年。
So aside from the youth from Singapore, the youth from Malaysia also attended the seminar.
那新加坡跟马来西亚的青年很多是受英文教育。
And a lot of the youths of Singapore and Malaysia all received an English education.
连那些长老师也有很多人受英文教育，中文不懂。
Even a lot of the elders and deacons also received an English education and did not understand Chinese.
讲义要换成英文,
so the lecture notes must be translated into English.
讲课不必换的，因为他们不懂中文，会听中国话。
But for our lectures, we did not need an interpretation because even though they could not read Chinese, but they could still understand Mandarin Chinese.
那我就讲这个教育洗礼功效，提到哥罗西二章十二节所说的洗礼有这个跟主一同复活的功效。
So when I was talking about the doctrine of water baptism, and I mentioned how in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, it talks about when we are baptized, we are also raised with Lord Jesus from the dead. After we finished the month of the theological seminar in Singapore, we went to Malaysia. And we worked for a few days until it was a Sunday. And on Sundays, the youths also had a service. And there was a deacon who said he wanted to discuss the doctrines with me. So he invited me to a member's house near the church, and they had a very large living room. And all the youths were gathered there. And all the elders and deacons were also gathered there. And I felt that I was undergoing a trial. So the deacon asked me, did you teach in Singapore that when you're baptized, there is an effect of resurrection? And I said, yes. But he told me that when we are baptized, we are reborn, not resurrected. In Titus chapter 3, it says it is the washing of rebirth, not resurrection. And when you talk about resurrection, what Bible are you using? So I showed him Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. And I told him that here it says, when we are baptized, we are buried with Christ and also raised with Christ. And when they looked at the English Bible, and they said the Chinese translation is incorrect. In the English version, it says, not resurrected, but raised together.
是不是一同起来?
是一同起来。对，好。哎，我不懂英文啊。 Because I did not understand English.
英文是一同起来, 所以中文一同复活不对。
They said because the English translation uses the phrase raised with him, so when the Chinese translation says resurrection, it is incorrect.
好，我就问他,
so I asked him,
从哪里起来?
Where are we raised?
他说水啊,
they said the water.
我说这里没有讲水嘛,
but I told them the verse does not mention water.
这里讲一同埋葬,
it says buried with him.
从埋葬当中一同起来,
and from being buried with him, in which you were also raised with them.
那不就复活吗?
Isn't this resurrection?
这里没有讲水啊,
even though this passage is not talking about water.
先讲一同埋葬,
first it talks about being buried.
然后才一同起来,
buried, being buried with them, and then we are raised with them.
从埋葬的状态中起来不就复活是什么?
If we are talking about going from a state of being buried to being raised, if it is not resurrection, what can it be?
哇,这样他已经懂了。
And when he heard this, then he understood.
啊,差一点就
So I almost fell into a trap. So when we read the Bible, we shouldn't just read the text, we should read the meaning of the text. Because the text does not say resurrection. It only says raised. But we have to think about where are we being raised from? Before it mentions being buried.
从埋葬的状态里面起来,当然是复活啊。
So if we are being raised from the state of being buried, of course it is talking about resurrection. So then they asked,
既然洗礼是重生又是复活,
since baptism is a rebirth and also resurrection,
那这怎么解释呢?
Then how can we explain this?
重生的得生命啊?
Because to be reborn again is to receive life again.
啊?
But to resurrect is also to receive life again.
那受洗得两处生命吗?
So when we are baptized, does that mean we receive life twice?
我说不对。
I told them this is wrong.
得生一处而已。
We only receive life once.
洗礼是重生有得生命的功效。
When we are baptized, we receive life because this has the effect of being reborn. And when we are resurrected, we are receiving life from the dead, so we also receive life. But this is not receiving life twice. But this is talking about the grace of receiving life in two different ways. And so it's really two sides of the same coin. So when we receive life from resurrection, and when we receive life from rebirth and resurrection, this is just two ways of explaining the grace of receiving life. You can talk about being reborn or resurrection. They are the same because they have the same result. We have received life. So we only receive life once, not twice.
所以我们认为这个面向下洗礼是有圣灵根据。
So we think that being baptized face down has a biblical basis.
耶稣低头断气。
Because when Jesus died, he bowed his head.
这个是耶稣看见那个情况。
This is what John had seen.
那罗马书六章说，在主的形状联合。
And in John chapter 6, 5, it says, we are united in the likeness of the Lord's death.
这个是保罗读启示对耶稣低头断气的说明。
So this is Paul's understanding through being revealed by Lord Jesus.
耶稣低头断气,
that because Jesus died bowing his head, this is also the likeness we should have when we are baptized. Because in Romans chapter 6, it is talking about baptism. So we see that the movement of the Holy Spirit is unified. When the Holy Spirit moved John to record the likeness of Lord Jesus' death, how he bowed his head. And Paul, having received revelation from the Holy Spirit, is able to connect how the likeness of the Lord's death is the likeness we should have when we are being baptized. They are two different apostles from different time eras, but they have the same revelation. So we see that the working of the Holy Spirit is amazing like this. So we see that Jesus gave a revelation to Paul Wei, telling him that you must be baptized face down. From 1984, when I first came to US, the United States until now, I have come several times. In the 1980s, I went to New York several times. And I met Elder John Wu, and he had immigrated from Taipei. He said after he had come to the United States, he often attended services of the Pentecostal churches. Because when he first came to the United States, it was around 50 years ago. That was when I first became a pastor. During that time, there were no True Jesus churches in the United States. And he said, there are too many Christian denominations have a faith that is so different from ours that we cannot go. But he said the Pentecostal churches had more a more similar faith to ours. So when he first came to the United States, he often attended services at the Pentecostal churches. But he said of one of these churches, there was a council member that told him. Because within the Pentecostal churches, there are many denominations as well. The United States has the headquarters of the United Pentecostal Church. And within the United Pentecostal Church, there are many different denominations as well. Their common faith is that to receive the Holy Spirit must be evidenced by the speaking in tongues. And they also believe in the concept of one true God, not the Trinity.
他们下水受浸,
then they also believe in full immersion
有这个,
for baptism.
有这共同信仰就联络起来,
and because they all had these common, this common faith, they united together.
UPC.
And they call themselves the United Pentecostal Church, or UPC for short. And their headquarters is in the United States.
武章说,
and Elder Wu says, one of the council members of one of these churches told him, they wanted to film the life of Jesus into a movie. So they went to Israel to look for the earliest historical documents they can find. And after they completed the movie, this was probably completed over 10 years ago. When I was watching TV in Taiwan,
有这个耶稣一生故事这样的节目
and one of the, on one of the cable channels I saw that there was a TV show about the life of Christ
那个荧幕有中文的说明
and on the screen we had Chinese subtitles
可能是美国这个教团把耶稣一生拍成电影的拷贝有中文版
and it was probably that one of the organizations in the United States made a copy of this movie and added Chinese subtitles.
我就注意看这个影片的内容是什么，结果发现耶稣受洗面向下。
And I was looking at the content of this movie, and then I discovered in the movie they showed that Jesus was baptized face down.
后来我去韩国给他们开传道者进修会。
Later on, when I went to Korea to hold the minister's workshop,
休息时间那些传道在看这个。 有限的电视,
during the break time when some of the pastors were watching some cable TV
一生那故事啊,
and they happened to watch this TV show that was about the life of Christ and on the TV set that they were watching this movie they, this movie had Korean subtitles and they saw that Jesus
哇,
was baptized face down
那些韩国传道拍手说好很好
And all the Korean pastors were clapping when they saw this and said, this is good. Now we have more reference materials. This time in Houston Church, I met Deacon Paul Huang. And he said he has also gone to Israel. And he looked at all the Jews who believed in Jesus in Israel. When they are baptized, they are baptized face down.
几张照片都带回来给我看
and he even showed me some
带在身上那些照片
He even showed me some pictures that he had took that he always kept on himself
他说今天在犹太以色列国信耶稣犹太人信耶稣面向下下水受浸
and he told me that today in Israel when all the Jews believe in Christ they also are baptized face down
我就想可能是 2000年前属于苏丹那种洗礼的样式一直流传下来变成他们的传统
And I'm thinking it was probably that over 2,000 years ago when the apostles were baptizing, the example that they left were passed down and it became an example that they follow today. So this is the testimony of history. So today when we insist on being baptized face down, we have the revelation received by Paul
Wei.
We have a biblical basis. We also have the traditional traditions of the Jewish faith as a testimony. So this is our difference from other churches. So earlier when I mentioned how this brother Chang received the Holy Spirit at home and not at the Pentecostal church.
为保罗都是在家里得到,
and when Paul Wei received the Holy Spirit, it was also at home, not at another church.
更宝贵是他所领受的启示那些真理跟五旬完全不同。
And more importantly is that the revelations he received are all truths different from the Pentecostal church.
所以我们可以说早期的工人跟五旬有所接触,这个事实不能否认。
So we can say that the early church workers did have a connection with the Pentecostal church, that is a fact.
但没有绝对关系。
But there is not a direct connection.
所以我们不是从他们那边出来的。
So our church did not branch out of the Pentecostal church. Our church was established by the descending of the Holy Spirit.
按照圣经讲,
According to the Bible,
真教一定要从东方出现,
the true church has to come out of the East.
以赛亚书二十四章
Isaiah chapter 24
十五节
verse 15
以赛亚书二十四章十五节
Isaiah chapter 24 verse 15
因此你们要在东方荣耀神在众海岛荣耀以神以色主以色列的神的名啊，这里说要在东方荣耀神然后说在众海岛荣耀神
Here it says Therefore glorify the Lord in the dawning light the name of the Lord God of Israel in the coastlands of the sea
末世的真教要在东方建立
So here we see that the true church of the latter days will be established in the east
有人说中国是东方日本是东方啊
Some people say China is in the east but Japan is also in the
韩国是东方啊
Korea is also in the east
为什么我们肯定是中国呢
Why are we so sure it is China?
因为义人成就在中国嘛
Because
义人的成就在中国这个预言呢、啊、
Oh, I'm, because, 预言、啊、and the reason we are so sure is because the prophecy is fulfilled in China.
日本呢真的是台湾传给他的
The True Jesus Church in, Taiwan,、in Japan was started because people from Taiwan went there to preach.
韩国的真的教授韩国人去日本接受我们叫洗礼回去传扬的
And the True Jesus Church in Korea started because there were members who went to Japan and they accepted our baptism and they went back to Korea to preach.
虽然韩国也是东方，日本是东方，但历史的成预言的成就是在中国。
Even though Korea and Japan are both in the East, but we, when we look to history and see that when the prophecy was fulfilled,
东方
was fulfilled, it is in China.
一个起点。
So we see that the East is a starting point.
然后说在众海岛荣耀神。
And then it says, the name of the Lord God of Israel in the coastal lands of the sea.
真教建立就按照这个预言成就了。
So we see that the establishment of a true church fulfills this prophecy.
这个东西是中国。
And this, the dawning light, or the east,
台湾说,
refers to China.
台湾说海岛。
And Taiwan is an island.
日本说海岛。
Japan was an island.
马来西亚很多海岛。
And in Malaysia, there are many islands.
印尼海岛更多。
And in Indonesia, there are even more islands.
新加坡是海岛啊。
Singapore is also an island.
众海岛要荣耀神啊。
So all these islands or coastlands will glorify God.
东方是起点，然后传到很多海岛。
So we see that the east is a starting point, and it will spread towards all the coastlands.
然后传遍世界。
And then to the ends of the earth.
所以我们因为归入真教会啊，才有今天这个福气。
So because we belong to the true church, today we have this blessing.
那这个传道者牧养教的目标站要在神面站立得住啊。下面第三小段呢谈到了要经得起考验啊，就是说这个信仰啊，信徒信仰要经得起考验。
And when we talk about the goal of the believers being able to stand before the Lord, we know that this also means that the believers must be able to withstand trials.
信仰好的根基才经得起考验。
Only when a person has a firm foundation of faith are they able to withstand trials. 在哥林
前书三章十到十五节谈到了有火要考验这个工程师的工程怎么样。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, it talks about how there will be fires that test the work of a builder.
又金银铜做材料建筑的不怕火烧。
Those who build a building with gold, silver, and precious stones will not be afraid of the fire.
用草木去建筑的房火一烧就变成灰烬。
But those who build with wood, hay, and straw, their buildings will be burned down by the fire.
那马太七章二十四节到二十五节，耶稣又说。
So in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 25, Jesus also says, Those who hear my word and does them, they are like a wise man that builds on the rock. So even though the wind blows and the rain comes down, the house will not fall. The rain will descend from the top. And that is those are the trials of God. And the winds will blow from around us. And those are all sorts of hardships. And the floods will come to try to shake our foundation. And this is the delusionment of heresies. But a person who obeys, the sayings of the Lord, their faith is built on the rock, so when there's trials from the top and trials from around us, or whether the heresies try to confuse us, if our foundation is very firm, we will not fall. Therefore, we must obey the sayings of the Lord. So a minister must preach the correct faith and doctrines to believers. And because our time is up, I will very briefly talk about the third point. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19.
天下前书二章十九节
First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19.
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢? 这里谈到传道人的盼望是荣耀跟喜乐
Here it talks about the hope of the preacher is joy and rejoicing.
就是信徒假如
I'm sorry, joy and glory. And that is if believers have good conduct.
信徒得到了喜乐,
and the believers receive joy. The preachers will also enjoy this joy with them.
信徒因为有好的表现,
and if believers, because of their good conduct,
被社会群众敬重,
and they are also honored by
信徒得到荣耀,
by the people around them, and they are honored and glorified. And when they receive this glory, the preachers will also receive this glory.
看25节,
Let's look at verse 20.
因为你们就我们的荣耀,我们的喜乐, 信徒是传道的荣耀跟喜乐。
So we see that the believers are the preacher's glory and joy.
信徒表现好,
if the believers behave well,
得到社会的肯定,
and they are receives the accommodation of, or receives the affirmation of the society, if the society considers a person a good believer,
很守规矩,不会乱来,
that they are very well behaved and they do not act out of line, then the believers will receive joy and glory. And when the preachers hear this news, they will also be able to share with them this glory and joy. It's as if a parent tries very hard to teach his children. And when the children grow up, they become very well-mannered people who do not break the law. And the society will look at this child and say, the parents really taught this child well. And when this child is respected by everyone and receives glory, and he is also very joyful, very naturally, the parents will receive the glory and joy that this child has received. So one of the goals of shepherding the flock is to help the believers receive this glory and joy so that their preachers can also receive this. So the church must become a glorious church. According to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, we must become a glorious church.
腓立比2章15到18节说,信徒如果表现好,就是传道牧养成功,得到了这个喜乐。
And in Philippians chapter 2, verses 15 to 18, it says, If the believers are acting very well, then the pastors are able to rejoice. Lastly, let's turn to a Bible verse. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11. Isaiah 53, verse 11.
就心满意足。这里是预言耶稣基督，因为救恩成全了，福音传遍天下，所以他就会因为看到自己劳苦的果效而心满意足。
When it says he shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied, this is prophesying about Lord Jesus, because when he sees that the gospel has been spread and everything is complete, then he shall be satisfied.
父母要教孩子是很不容易。
For a parent to teach his or her children, it is a difficult thing. They have to work hard for several years.
后来孩子长大成人,
Afterwards, when their children have grown up,
在社会上有好的表现,
and they behave well in society,
有这个好的工作,
and they have a good occupation,
生活稳定,
and their life is stable,
有神的祝福,
and they have the blessing of God,
表现好, 得到大家的肯定,
and they're able to do well in all areas and be affirmed by all around him.
父母就看见他辛苦劳碌的果效,
the parents are able to see the fruit of their labor, and then they shall be satisfied.
传道人牧养教会也是用各种方法,
and when a minister tries to pastor the church, they also use all sorts of methods.
除了经常的聚会传神的话之外,
aside from regular services and preaching the word of God,
也常常为弟兄姊妹代祷,
they also often pray for brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹有什么, 插座地方也可以跟他个别辅导,
and if there are any mishaps or transgressions of brothers and sisters, the pastors can also give them individual counseling.
不但花时间还花一些精神,
not only do they have to spend time, but also energy.
后来信徒都成一个很好的信徒,
but eventually, the members will become very good members.
遵守神的教训,
and they will keep the commandments of God.
等到这个信徒一个一个信仰上已经成熟了,
and when these believers have become mature in their faith one by one,
兴旺起来,
and the church has become prosperous,
这样传道人回头看看他这个辛苦劳碌的成果就心满意足,
and when the pastors are able to look back and see the fruit of his labor, they shall also be satisfied.
结论就是说传道人主要认真工作,
so the conclusion is, for a pastor, they only need to work diligently and try their best,
神一定同工,
and God will work with them.
神同工就一定兴旺,
if God works with them, then the church will be prosperous,
信徒一定会更属灵,
and the members will become more spiritual.
那么传道人跟弟兄姊妹都一同分享主的恩典,
and the pastors and the brothers and sisters will be able to receive the blessings of God together,
一同分享荣耀跟喜乐,
and they are able to receive the glory and joy together.
好，那因为我的课只有10堂，到现在就最后一堂结束。
And because I only have 10 sessions for my class, and this is the last class, and we conclude here.
还有很多我没有机会谈,
there is still a lot that I did not get a chance to talk
没有关系,
about.
这个写成讲章,
but it's okay, I already wrote them as lecture notes.
每一个题目是一篇讲章,
each topic is one lecture.
每一段的标题下面有神的根据, 那些神的根据跟这个标题是有关系的, 就是说, 标题是把那一段的经文的重点提出来当作标题,
and beneath each topic we see that there are several Bible verses listed, and these all explain what the topic is about.
所以你先看讲章的题目是什么, 来了解这一篇道理主要在讲什么,
so when you look at the lecture notes, look at each main topic, and you can understand what that main topic is talking about.
然后看每一段的标题再翻身的章节，你就了解这一段在讲什么。
And then you can look to each subsection, and then turn to the Bible verses, and then you will understand what it is talking about.
会无学助通，不必学也会明白。
And even though you don't have to spend time to learn, you can still understand.
这这么简单啊。It's
just that easy.
因为我写讲义都是简单明了，不会啰嗦了。
Because when I write lecture notes and handouts, I try to make them very easy so you can understand easily.
所以一看就明白。
So you can understand once you read it.
求神的圣灵带领你们能够明白圣经上更多宝贵的真理。
May the Holy Spirit guide you all so that you may understand the truth of the Bible.
明白真理是一种喜乐啊。
To understand the truth is a joy.
我常常在读圣经，有时候不明白，现在明白，哇，很快乐。
A lot of times I've been reading the Bible, and sometimes I don't understand, but when I do, I feel so joyful.
所以明白真理真的是很喜乐。
So to understand the truth is indeed a joyful thing.
好，我祷。
Let us pray in silence.